This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. It says there, "And you will joyfully give thanks to the Father, who has made you able to have a share in all that He has prepared for His people in the kingdom of light." God has freed us from the power of darkness, and He brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. The Son paid for our sins, and in Him we have forgiveness. End of quote. NCV. People in the world have different opinions about Jesus. We will attempt to see the facts about Jesus. Our insight asks us to give thanks to God, the Father. What is the reason for this thanksgiving here? We thank God because He qualified or enabled us to have a share in all that He has prepared for His people in the kingdom of light. You see, in Adam, we were all disqualified from sharing in all God prepared for His people in His kingdom. I believe Adam and Eve shined with God's Shekinah glory in the Garden of Eden. However, when Adam and Eve sinned and disobeyed God, not only them, but we all of His posterity were impaired and disqualified to share in the goodness of His kingdom, which is full of light. Not only Adam and Eve lost paradise, but we also lost paradise. God said to the man, "By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." End of quote. Humanity was disqualified from sharing in the kingdom of light. Alienation from the loving presence of the Lord is the consequence of the sin all humanity must experience until God qualifies them again to share in His goodness and kingdom. You see, this was a huge blow on us. People began to die. The shared glory of God disappeared from our first parents. As a result, all became sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. Now God the Father qualifies us again, or enables us to share in His kingdom of light. Our today's passage illustrates how God accomplishes it. Listen, God does this by freeing us from the power of darkness. You see, darkness has strongholds. If you look around, you won't have much difficulty in figuring out this. Darkness dominates people and their hearts. Darkness binds people from seeing the truth. It objects people to recognize the distinction between good and evil. God frees us from the power of darkness and then immediately transfers us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. It explains how this transfer from the power of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, happens in our passage. It says that because the Son, Jesus Christ, paid for our sins, we have forgiveness in Him. You see, sins are what kept us in the dominion of darkness. We remained in the dominion of darkness because of the issue of sin. We had to be freed from our sins. How do we get free from our sins? It says, by paying for our sins and giving us forgiveness. Jesus paid for our sins on the cross, and it is a done deal. Because He paid for our sins by His blood, we received forgiveness of all of our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ enables or qualifies. Listen, it is by the blood of Jesus that God pays for all of our sins and transfers us from the authority, power, and dominion of darkness to the kingdom of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, give thanks to God the Father who did this for us. You see, guilt has the power to kill people. Many people end up in depression, various addictions like drugs, immorality, and alcohol due to their or other people's sin and mistakes. Consequently, they live in the domain of darkness. They need to be rescued. God rescues them. What people need is forgiveness and freedom from the power of darkness. In order to get forgiveness, sin has to be paid in full. the Son of God, Jesus Christ, paid for our sins by His blood, offering forgiveness. God transfers the people who come to His Son, Jesus Christ, to His kingdom of light and love. Beloved, the number one fact about Jesus is this: God frees you from the power and dominion of darkness and transfers you to the kingdom of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He does this by the blood of Jesus Christ, who paid for our sins. You get forgiveness of God when you come to His Son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, I will help you today if you would pray with me now. God loves you. He cares about you. He calls you to the kingdom of His beloved Son. From the dominion of darkness, He calls you to Jesus Christ. Would you come? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe You qualify me to share in all the goodness of Your kingdom. I believe You love and rescue people from the dominion of darkness to the kingdom of Your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. I come to Jesus, the Savior who shed His blood for the forgiveness of my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Please grant me grace, forgiveness, and save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.